A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Mem Gimel, Kesubas 43a, pagination is 85. We're making reference to a statement of the Mishnah on the previous daf that can be found as the top line on Mem Beis Amud Aleph 42a. The statement over there was regarding a girl and her relationship to her father while she's still a young girl. Ma'ase yodeha, her produce from her hands, meaning the work she does, the money she earns. Umetziyasa, and her finds. If she finds a diamond on the street, brings it home. She finds a $20 bill, brings it home. It's not identifiable, there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, then the halacha would be that they could keep it. Who keeps it? The father's going to keep it. That's the rule of an underage girl. Afal pi shalo gavsa, the Mishnah tells us the sophisticated case of what happens if the father dies. So even though it was not yet collected, but it was earned, Meisa'av harehin shalachim. If the father would die, you would go to her brothers. Let's articulate the case carefully so that we can get to the next step. If she earns money, but did not yet get the paycheck, but it's earned, it's owed. So then if the father dies in the interim, the paycheck is going to go to her brothers because it's considered an inheritance from the father, and the father's inheritance is going to go to her brothers. The Gemara wonders why mitzia, a find, is included in this statement. Because the words, afal pi shalo gavsa, even though it was not yet collected, doesn't seem to make sense. Either she got the mitziah, she picked up the find and acquired it for her father, or she did not pick it up. There's no concept of a mitziah, a find, being owed to them. And the Gemara answers, which we'll see in a moment inside, is that the case of Mitzia was included over here to equate Ma'ase Yadayim, her earnings, to her find, in that anything that comes after the father's death will indeed go to her exclusively. In other words, just like Mitzia, a find, doesn't have a concept of lo gavsa, it's owed to me, but I didn't collect it yet, and therefore it's going to be part of the inheritance. We don't have that. Mitzia is in the here and now. If the father's already dead, she picks it up. It's hers. So too, ma'ase yadayim, anything that she earns now by way of her work, if she's earning it now, after the death of the father, it's going to go to her. Rashi by us, let's move on to Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi by us points out that it was understood that even though she's being sustained, supported, her food, clothing, shelter is coming out of the estate, nevertheless, if she finds something, there's no question that it's hers exclusively after the father's death, because even during the father's lifetime, it went to the father because of Eva, because we're afraid of hatred. He is supporting her. He's giving her everything she needs. And then she goes and finds something that's a very welcome find to help the family budget. If she were to keep it to herself, it would create Eva hatred on his part. He's supporting her entirely. and now she doesn't make the contribution that came her way. So that, Chazal said, is required to be given to the father. But once the father's gone, this is not earned money that's being spent on her. It's inheritance money. And the inheritance money follows rules. The rules are that the brothers have to support her from the estate. And therefore, there's no hatred involved if they allow her, if Chazal allow her to keep her find. And therefore, it was understood, basics, that she's allowed to keep what she finds. What our Mishnah was telling us is that just like she's allowed to keep what she finds, she's allowed to keep what she earns at this point. Even though the dynamic until now was that the father supports her and her earnings go to him, now that the father's dead, the estate will continue to support her, but her earnings are kept for herself. Let's see the Gemara. We're counting up from the bottom about 20 lines. The first word on the line is the word Ella, and then we begin. Omar Rava, Rava said, Rav Yosef masnisin gufa kashale. There was something troubling Rav Yosef about this Mishnah. Diktani ma'ase yodeha umitziyasa. You're telling me her earnings and her find, afal pishalo govsa, even though it wasn't collected. Mitziyasa miman gavya, the word find and the word collect don't go together. Who is she collecting a find from? Elalav hachikoma. This is what the Mishnah is telling you. Ma se yodel kimitziyasa. Her earnings are just like a find. Ma mitziyasa bechaye ha'av la'av. Just like a find during the lifetime of the father would go to the father. La'acha misa sa'av la'atzma. But after the father's death, she keeps her find, as we explained, because there's no Eva. The responsibility of the brothers to support her from the estate is not going to cause Eva if she keeps her find. Af ma'ase yodel nami b'chaye ha'av la'av. Similarly, her earnings during the father's lifetime go to the father. La'acha misa so'av. But after the death of the father, le'atzma, they go to her. Shema mina, and that's the way we should understand the Mishnah, that the Mishnah was telling you on the one hand that accounts receivable, what the father is entitled to from her earnings, will be inherited by the children. But on the other hand, anything that's being earned now after the death of the father is going to go to the girl. Itmar Nami, we learnt similarly, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Bas HaNizonis Mino Achim, a girl who's being supported by the brothers, meaning from the inheritance, Ma'ase Yodeha La'atzma, her earnings go to herself, even though she's being supported. She's running on a freebie. This is great. She's getting supported. She doesn't have to pay for her food. And she's allowed to keep what she earns. Amar Rav Kana said, which seems to be almost a poetic drasha, my taima why, d'chsiv, the pasuk says regarding a slave, v'hisnachaltem osam levneichem achareichem, you should cause them as an inheritance to your children. And we infer, osam levneichem, a slave goes to the child. But your daughters don't get inherited by your sons. Magid, it teaches you, she'eno demoris zuchus bito livno. You can't cause an inheritance on your rights to the girl's earnings. What the girl earned already is owed to you. That's a cash value. But anything that's going to be earned, that's only because you have a merit, you have a zchus in her, and that you don't give to the son. What's described over here from the Mishnah with the Gemara explaining it is recorded in Halacha, in Evan Ezer Simen Kuf Yud Beis Sif Beis, Bas Hani Zonis Menichse Aviha La'achar Moso, a girl who's being sustained from the property of the father, meaning the estate, after his death, Ma'ase Yodeo Umetziyasa La'atzma, her earnings and her fines go to her herself. And that was precisely what our Gemara said. The Mishnah was making the effort to let us know. Note that this is in stark contrast to the law of the widow of the Almana. In Simen Tzadi Hei of Evin Ezer, Me'achar Shehayorshem Chayiv Yavim B'mizonos Ho'almana, since the inheritors are obligated to support the widow, Ma'ase Yodeha Shelohem, her earnings go to them. And that's the trade-off. They're going to support her, but whatever she earns, she does a little weaving, they get that money. Why is it different? Why is it that by a girl, the daughter of the deceased, she keeps her earnings and they still have to support her? And by an almana, the widow, they're going to support her, but her earnings have to go to them. And the Mefarshim in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, explain, Bito nicha le baharvacha dida. Regarding his daughter, he wants it that way. He wants her to be supported even as she earns, so that during his lifetime, it was a fair trade-off. I'm supporting you. You make some money, put it back into the family budget, give it back to me. But once he's deceased, that's exactly how he wants the estate to be handled, that the girl should get supported, even as she earns money for herself. Essentially, he's starting to set her up with her own assets, even as she's being supported. And this is a fascinating parallel to the way we typically conduct the family dynamic nowadays, where you continue to provide food and board to the child to a certain degree, whatever number of years, etc. But if the child makes some money in camp, for example, typically the child is allowed to have their own account, and the parents are making the effort to start setting the child up, even as they are supporting the child. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.